funny you should mention it. We take the news and make fun of it. If you like to riff, join along. And now I'll stop singing this silly song. It's funny you should mention it.
Welcome to Funny You Should Mention It. I'm Gil Reif.
I'm Lowell Benjamin.
Lowell, I heard you brought in a headline today. Let's hear it. What do you got?
Delta passenger says flight attendant told wife she had stupid face. Delta passenger says flight attendant told wife she had stupid face.
And the problem is what?
The first thing I thought of when I heard that was, well, what's her evidence of saying she has stupid face?
Does she have resting stupid face? Is it this permanent look of stupidity? Is it temporary stupidness?
Yeah, I thought it was just so funny because whenever you leave a plane, they're very overly polite. You're, thank you so much. You know, thank you. And then this flight attendant just went totally contrary and tells a woman she has stupid face.
It's kind of like those Key and Peele sketches where you hear what Obama's real thoughts are. Like they, yeah, you know, or that SNL sketch with like, bye-bye with,
yeah,
David Spade.
Exactly.
And this is their real thought. And she's just being honest. Yeah. The woman probably did have a stupid face.
Yeah, she let her inside thoughts get out.
That's a hard job, though. I think we have to grant them at least one comment per flight like that, because I don't know if I could handle going 5 hours and not snapping at one point.
Yeah, I think it's a crazy hard job because it's basically like a server, you know, as if in a restaurant, but you're 35,000 feet in the air and people are stressed out. It seems like a bad mix of things. And
so,
people, like, they're always asking the flight attendants, like, they have a flight they have to catch when they land and this and that. There's a million things. When you go to a restaurant, you don't bring your other problems to the servers.
And they have nowhere to sit comfortably. And when there's turbulence, they're the ones out in the aisle. Everyone, hey, stay seated. And they're the ones still stuck there with carts and everything.
And they have to worry about baggage, like literally baggage. Nobody
emotional
tips.
Baggage.
Do people tip flight attendants?
Tip
are you supposed to do that?
Yeah,
like, that's another thing.
Hey,
they don't get any.
If we have a crash landing, here's a little something extra to get me out first.
Yeah, give me an extra flotation device.
And what do we know about this story? What was the context?
So they did do something that seemed pretty shady. So this couple was flying in coach and they put their bags in the overhead compartments in the first class section.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the stewardess flagged them as doing something wrong. And then they got into this argument. And that's when she said, don't look at me with that stupid face. And they started taking video.
Okay.
So that's why it felt like some people on the plane said, they were looking for trouble because they did something they knew was wrong. And then they started trying to almost instigate the flight attendant.
Mm.
I would think that is a wrong thing to do if you're walking through coach to put your bags in first class. But is that an actual rule on a plane?
You know, I never thought about it. But if you have nowhere to place your bags, it seems smart to put it ahead of you so you don't have to go against traffic to get the bags.
I do think they should enforce you have seat 12C.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, 12C's overhead compartment should be open. I always find that frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
By the time I get on a plane, it's never available. Somebody else.
There's also
is
those people who put things that aren't big and block, they'll put their jacket up there. They'll put a hat. I'm like, move your goddamn hat. Wear your hat.
Yeah. So I feel like maybe we're looking for long-term solutions here, but I feel like the airline should make it more clear.
They're the stupid faces. Airline needs to do a better job enforcing where you place your carry-on.
Yeah. Because I do think they should clarify, this is your space, but I definitely wouldn't put my bags in first class. I would have never even think to do that without saying to the flight attendant, hey, it's full. Where can I put this?
So one time I probably was wrong in doing so, but I had a few carry-ons, didn't know what to do. I put a few in the cockpit and the pilot had nowhere. He had to sit on a couple. He ended up stacking them up and sitting on them, but there was nowhere else. But maybe that was wrong. he called me a stupid face.
By the way, this couple did get taken off the plane. They actually had to reroute because the plane didn't take off. So they took them off the plane. The airline later apologized and flew them first class. So maybe this is all a big scheme that they knew about.
And then the irony is they got first class and put their bags in coach and they caused an even bigger problem.
But it did seem like, at least from the article, that other people on the plane weren't that sympathetic to the couple.
Have been a scam to get first class. They're like, because they were a little quick on the phone and filming it. They're like baiting her, kind of trying to instigate.
I don't know if that was their ultimate goal, to get the first class. later in the day, but it did seem like they were not totally innocent. Like, oh, sorry, we didn't know. It seems like they knew what they were doing. But it's just such a weird dynamic on a plane because people are generally crazy. A lot of people are on like drugs or on Xanax or drinking.
Of course.
It's just so much stuff. So I'm sympathetic to this flight attendant in this case. She obviously shouldn't have said stupid face. I feel like that's crossing the line. But I'm definitely sympathetic too, because also they must see every trick in the book. You know what I mean? And I'm sure on every single flight, there's people trying to game this or game that. So I can imagine that that's got to be a very frustrating job to have.
I think she exercised a lot of restraint. Like stupid face seems like the toned down, restrained version of what she wanted to call you. Like, you stupid motherfucker, get off the plane. But to say just stupid face exercises a lot of class to me.
Yeah. So we're tipping our hat to her. But that just cracked me up so much. Stupid face, because it's just so antithetical to what an airline would want its employees to say to someone who chose to fly that airline.
Like, come fly the friendly skies.
Unless you have a stupid face.
Can you discriminate on the basis of whether or not you have a stupid face? Because being the non-stupid face airline might be a way to go.
I don't think that's a protected class, stupid
face. Or you charge more for stupid faces, or have a stupid face section. All the stupid faces sit here.
Yes. What if they rank people from intelligent face? They can sit in the front all the way to the back, or vice versa. But there's sort of like a continuum. What I also like about that is because every once in a while, someone on a plane, they need a doctor, or God forbid, is there someone who can fly this plane? So they would know, start at the front. That's where your smarter people are.
I do like breaking down tickets differently. Like, remember in the movie Airplane, there used to be smoking, non-smoking. And so the guy got the smoking ticket, and the ticket was on fire. It was all smoking. Uh-huh. But there should be different classes of tickets that are much more specific to people.
Because at the end of the day, everyone pays like wildly different prices, right? Depending on when you buy the ticket, stuff like that. So why not just have it more zoned?
Yeah. Like, if you're a disgusting traveler who takes your shoes off, those people should be together. They deserve each other. So there's like the disgusting
toenail clipper people,
no shoe section and all that. I did read an article. It was something about why ticket prices change constantly. And the whole reason for it is to get that business traveler who doesn't care how much it costs and will pay last second prices. So that's often why a last second ticket could be crazy expensive.
So all they care about really is the business section.
In fact, they lose money on coach. A lot of times they make pretty much the average passenger is costing them money.
Yeah, because nowadays, whenever I fly, the flight is completely sold out. So I feel like they keep canceling flights until they have every time I fly now, it's like, we have absolutely no seats.
They're like, we had canceled this flight for technical reasons. The technical reason was technically it wasn't a sold out flight.
And it's one of those things where who's going to fight to, if there's something wrong with the plane, who's going to be like, I want to be on that plane with has a questionable engine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I once was on a flight that luckily got canceled, but I saw a guy on the wing of the plane with duct tape, like trying to wrap up the wing. But I don't want to do a transatlantic flight, like hoping a wing doesn't fall off.
I wonder if they did that just to visually make sure people wouldn't get upset. You know, they show the duct tape and then everyone's probably freaking out. Like, we're going to cancel. And everyone's like, that's totally cool.
That's exactly what happened. Because at first, when they announced it, everyone was upset. And then when we looked out the window and saw the duct tape, then we're like, no, this is a good thing.
It was like the pilot's not available. And then the flight attendant's like, I can do it. I've seen it a million times. Like, no. We're going to cancel. Okay, that's,
So stupid face. I guess in the end, we sided more with the airline on this.
Yeah, I'm going to side with the airline with a deduction. Get some deducted points for saying stupid face. You shouldn't have said stupid face. But I do think it seems like the passengers were in the wrong in the first place by putting their bags where they knew they shouldn't have. And then it seems like they kind of instigated the flight attendant. So.
They knew where to stick it. And so did the flight attendant.
Yeah.
I know the flight attendant crossed a line, but I view it the same way. Like, I was a substitute high school teacher.
Oh,
and
wow.
I know I snapped a few times, and it takes a lot to get me to lose it. But when people push your buttons and in certain jobs that happens, you have to allow a little bit of latitude, especially if you're reading into the type of person it was said to. So we're kind of reading between the lines. I would like to know if this couple has been problematic in other situations. They may have a whole history. Are they the type of people who cause issues at restaurants with their server? Some people are just problems everywhere they go.
Based on the article, it seemed like this couple was trouble. So I
it's a collision course because they basically, you got,
yeah.
I'm sure this flight attendant is a feistier flight attendant than say the average one. And she probably has done maybe a lot worse that wasn't recorded. A lot of times people don't report. Not everything makes it into the news. The other thing about this story that makes me laugh is when I see something that stupid in the news, when so much other stuff is going on.
Yeah.
It's like a 3-year-old wrote this article. Oh, you call me a stupid face. You know, it's like kind of,
that's why it was so funny.
Happens at a preschool.
Yeah. Well, I always wonder also, you know, it's in national news, people are reading it. And then these people have family, they have friends, they have classmates or whatever it is. So it's like, you know, there's someone looking at this article just going, of course they did this. Of course that happened to them.
Oh, of course the Neumeyers did that shit. I mean, those guys, always an issue with them. Remember that dinner party they came over and
so they finally get outed by the news.
Well, I enjoyed that story. I think these are the kind of stories that we want to dive into in these troubling times.
America needs to know these things.
Well, anything else we should add to this or should we sign off?
I think we've exhausted the topic. So thank you. This was very enjoyable. Please listen to us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and if you enjoy it, let your friends know. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. You should mention.